My name is Ketia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for October 6, 2022. I'm patient Caban Virgilio, CabanVirgilio. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of tobacco dependence, the aging process, as well as hyperuricemia, period. The patient also has a history of kidney stones, thus interstitial nephritis related to kidney stones is a part of the differential, period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 30, creatinine of 1.4, and a GFR of 52. There is a mild albuminuria of 32 milligrams. And no available urinalysis to assess for activity in the urinary sediment, period. The PSA is normal, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. We discussed the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. We also educated him on the importance of a low-sodium diet of 2 grams within 24 hours, period. He verbalizes understanding. Number two, hyperuricemia. The patient presents with a uric acid level of 9.0, period. We started him on allopurinol 100 milligrams one tablet daily and discussed treatment therapy with Krystexxa, Krystexxa, period. We emphasized the importance of a low purine diet as well as a diet low in animal protein, period. We provided him with written information, and he verbalizes understanding, period. Number three, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 150 over 98, period. The patient states he is nervous, thus the elevated blood pressure. He reports a blood pressure reading ranging from systolic 115 to 120 and diastolic in the 70s at home, period. We advise him to monitor and record his blood pressure readings on paper at home and to bring them to the next visit, period. We again advise him to decrease his sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, period. Next line. Hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.2. We advise him to follow a low potassium diet and provided him with written information. He verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line, metabolic acidosis with an ion gap of 13. He has a CO2 of 19 with elevated potassium of 5.2 and chloride of 111. Period, we will repeat the CMP and for further evaluation. Period. The patient states he stopped smoking recently. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line. Hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.6. We will work him up for primary hyperparathyroidism, especially since he has a history of kidney stones, period. We will also order urine and serum protein electrophoresis to rule out other causes, such as multiple myeloma, period. Although multiple myeloma is highly unlikely due to normal hemoglobin and hematocrit of 13.9, and 41.2%, period. Next line, nephrolithiasis / kidney stones, period. The patient has two stones, has passed two stones in the past, period. He denies any recent passing of renal stones, period. He denies any flank pain or hematuria, period. We will order a KUB for further analysis, period. Next line, pulmonary nodule due to history of smoking. Period, the patient was smoking one pack per day of cigarettes since he was 15 years old, but recently quit a few weeks ago, period. The medical record states that the patient has a history of coronary artery disease. However, he denies ever having a myocardial infarction or cardiac issues. Period. The patient has had a history of kidney stones and states he had a stone analysis completed within the past 10 years, which revealed calcium stones. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with total cholesterol of 238, HDL of 47, triglycerides of 153, and LDL of 161. We recommend that he takes omega-3 fish oil and consume a diet of low cholesterol and low fat, as well as low intake of simple carbohydrates, period. We will order a renal ultrasound for further evaluation of the renal structures. And we'll reevaluate this case in 6 weeks period. The patient will determine whether he would like to pursue treatment with the Krystexxa for elimination of uric acid and his system. Period. End.